We're out in the yard.
This calls for the old Billy Barule.
It's the Rosie on the House Show with Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping.
Billy.
Call with your questions at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
How can that not put a smile on your face?
I giggle every time.
That's our job every Saturday morning. Putting smiles on your faces. Can I interrupt this conversation on irrigation systems?
What's your show?
I'm big on zero maintenance. And I, like Romy at my house, have to fight the plugged little smiling face spray heads and the rotors and have to constantly go out there and argue with the gophers about trying to find something else to eat besides my low-pressure black irrigation tubing. I think the next irrigation system I put in, drip, that I run out to my trees and my cacti and shrubs and oleander hedge, I'm going to run that thing in like Schedule 80 PVC, and then I'm just going to insert the little reducer to go to that spaghetti quarter-inch drip line. Wouldn't that be a whole lot less maintenance?
That's a pretty bulletproof situation.
That's what I want.
There's going to be some significant...
Is it gopher-proof?
There's going to be some significant expenses incurred in putting that in over a conventional polyethylene drip system, but there's a place for PVC in the drip world, but I still have a place in my heart for a quality, well-designed polyethylene system. It's more flexible. It's easier to work with. There's some excellent products out there, and if you use those products correctly, it can be a great experience. And if you don't, it can be a nightmare.
Yeah.
So it's not always the material's fault. It's the design.
In Dad's application where he's putting PVC where you would normally a drip, you would still have to put a reducer on your control valve to get it down to like, was it like
30?
8 gallons per minute or
that? 30 PSI. And that's about the highest you want to have on the actual emitters themselves out in the field. We drop it down to 30 PSI. There's a filter. There's a pressure regulator that goes beyond the control valve, runs out to the emitters.
And isn't there something on there that tells you how many gallons per minute so you can calculate how many emitters you can have on? So
yes.
You don't
and
put on
hydraulics.
More emitters than the water pressure coming into the...
Your little tubing, the little black tubing, a good rule of thumb is about 240 gallons per hour. That's 4 gallons of water a minute for no more than about 200, maybe 300 feet of tube going out to the last emitter. If you'll stick within those parameters and you've got 30 PSI to start with, you'll usually be okay.
Otherwise, the water pressure starts to drop and you don't get the proper amount of water to those plants.
Yes, then those last few emitters don't work correctly.
So I'm running a very long one out to the back corner.
You can do that.
Where I'm going to put some... It's going to turn into a cactus garden is basically what it is. It's probably 400 feet.
That's fine.
Okay.
Run a piece of PVC pipe all the way out there and then put the little filter and regulator in a little box out there at the end of the line. Then you can run your poly and do the area, but you didn't lose any water pressure over that 300 or 400 feet.
Because of the PVC
Because you ran a larger PVC line all the way out there, and then you put the little regulator out there at the end of the line.
What if the drip is already run and...
Then watch your flows. Watch your flows.
I haven't got around to planting, but while I was trenching, I went ahead and threw some extra line in.
It can still work, but there'll be some limitations.
Well, I complain sometimes about the maintenance my system seems to create, but it's a lawn. I mean, I don't know. I think it's 9 or 10 or 12 stations, and there's always some station that needs some amount. But then I stop and think, well, what would it be like without it?
A lot of work.
Well, Bill, again, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. The company is Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Been partners at Rosie on the House for a long time.
And we appreciate that.
A long, long time. Well, we appreciate the way y'all take care of the customers we send you. And we appreciate you coming in and sharing the brilliance and genius that you carry around in your upstairs Rolodex.
Learn something new every day.
Hey, folks, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to cover this water leak book as well that you brought new pamphlet from AMWA.
We'll keep it quick here. There is an excellent reference here for a book from the Arizona Municipal Water Users Association. It's called Smart Home Water Guide smartpig.org. If you'll go to that, smarthomewaterguide.org, you'll see Smart Pig, and he'll walk you through how to look for leaks, how to check your water meter, how to see if you have an inside leak, an outside leak, and just how to use water efficiently at your house. Great guide. Great place to start.
And that website one more time?
It is smarthomewaterguide.org.
And your website, which is, I don't know the last time I was on it, but when I went there today, it's definitely changed from the last time I was there.
A little facelift, try and show off what we do. You can see our website at thinkgreenaz.com, and you can reach me at 480-922-9497.
We talk mainly irrigation, but that's just the tip of the iceberg of y'all services.
Yes, landscape design build. If it's outside, we can probably build it.
Well, we appreciate you again. Thanks for joining us. Next hour, we are talking sustainability. We have Tom Riley in queue from Renovations down the mountain. Based out of Prescott, Arizona, lives a little farther north outside of Chino Valley, but brings a lot of experience. Was a graduate of Arcosanti. No. Always had that.
We'll get those details.
Yeah.
We'll get those details. So it's another topic of green. We're going from green in the garden to building green. Does going green cost green? Does it cost you money to actually live in a home that can be considered green or sustainable? Can you lower your carbon footprint without spending a fortune? Hey, all of this is becoming very mainstream. We're going to be talking about it in the 9 o'clock hour with Tom Riley of Renovations. And 10 o'clock hour, we've got Dan King of Solar, Harmon Solar, talking about solar energy. Y'all stay tuned. There are two great hours of information you'll need.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.